In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello and welcome to a slightly different episode of Keeping Up Appearances, the luxury podcast. It's an executive bonus edition. This is an extra episode of the companion podcast for exploring the galaxy of Hyacinth Bouquet from the BBC sitcom Keeping Up Appearances. My name's Jonathan Vernon-Smith, and with me, newly qualified in tapestry and advanced needlework, is William Hanson.
Hello, Jonathan and I are here for a second time this week because we love Hyacinth's world and we want to bring you more of it. As we reach the final series of Keeping Up Appearances, Jonathan and I thought we should start to discuss all those other extra bits we have seen of Hyacinth and her family to bring you a full bouquet.
So until the end of this podcast, we'll be releasing a second weekly episode exploring even more of Hyacinth's quirks and eccentricities, from musical specials, interviews with the cast, and the episodes that never were. There's much to discuss.
How are you this week?
Well, I'm absolutely tickety-boo, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm, in the words of you, struggling on in a cruel world.
Clinging on, clinging to the wreckage, yes. As only you can. You got your nice stripy jumper on today.
Yes, our producer said that this looked like a Dulux colour chart.
Which... No clunch on that, though.
No.
No clunch on you to be found.
Never. I've made it a life's ambition.
For those that don't... Your hair's a little bit clunch, isn't it?
There's clunch in my hair?
Yes.
There's something about William.
Is that what it says on the bottle? Who needs cinnamon sable when you can have Farinball clunch hair dye?
Is cinnamon sable yours?
No, Cinnamon no. Sable. No, that's from another sitcom. That's what Frasier's father, Marty Crane,
yes.
Dyes his hair. And do you remember the hair dye comes out all over the furniture?
Yes, I do remember.
Cinnamon Sable.
How funny. Mm. We love Frasier.
We do. But we're not here to discuss Frasier today.
No, what are we discussing?
We are discussing today some of Patricia Routledge, Dame Patricia Routledge's musical moments of excellence.
Yes, because she is a phenomenal singer as well as phenomenal actress.
She is.
And actually has much more of a pedigree in the stage world, really. She was arguably a stage actress that was brought over into television.
Yeah. She's outrageously talented, isn't she?
She is. Mm. Would it be fair to say, I don't think I'm saying anything that hasn't been said before, she was maybe perhaps slightly uncomfortable living in the television world, as phenomenal as she was and very good at it, but as an actress was probably happier on the stage.
Yeah. Well, we know she prefers to talk about her stage work than, for example, playing Hyacinth Bouquet.
Yes.
Sadly for us.
Yes, it's a great shame.
Mm. We'd love to be able to talk to her about it.
Hint.
But she does prefer to talk about her theatre work.
Which is good. And I've seen her. Have you ever seen her in any other plays?
No.
Oh, okay. I say you must. I'm not sure there are many opportunities at the moment. But there, I have seen her play Queen Mary in Royce Wrighton's Crown Matrimonial.
Wow.
At the Theatre Royal Bath.
Mm-hmm.
I took my friends Ashley and George when we left school. We went as a little off-you-go-to-university trip, lads' night out.
Trio of old bods.
Yep. And I also saw her previously, because my parents took me to see her in this, when I got into Keeping Up Appearances the first time. Didn't understand a word of it, because I was 8. The Importance of Being Earnest as Lady Bracknell.
Oh, was she a handbag?
She was handbag, also at the Theatre Royal Bath.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea how she did handbag, because I can't remember it. I didn't know it was a thing when I went to watch it.
Well, you can imagine her.
She'd be marvellous.
I think she made a very good... Well, she did make a very good Lady Bangle.
She'd be marvellous at whatever she did, because she is ridiculously talented. It
make her sound like you chips.
That's true. I do like ridiculously crispy chips.
Yes, which is a brand, isn't it?
They're from Iceland.
Right. You can say it on this.
But Dame Patricia Routledge is not.
No. No, she's from Berkhamsted.
Nothing... She's from Berkhamsted.
Up north. No, not Berkhamsted. Birkenhead.
Berkhamsted's where I'm taking you for dinner soon.
Yes, no, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, that's, Berkhamsted is a nice middle-class Hertfordshire town.
Describe
with canals.
Describe Birkenhead.
I've never been there, so I don't know.
Oh, that's
but
very
diplomatic.
But I believe
it's gorgeous.
It's a lovely place to come from.
Patricia Routledge is from Berkhamsted.
Sorry. I got it wrong.
I love that, though. I wish she was.
Yes. Local. Local and vocal. Before we talk about Patricia's singing, and we've picked out some examples, and obviously we see her sing throughout Keeping Up Appearances, particularly, I think, Series 2 onwards. I think we've said this before. They sort of amp up the musicality of Hyacinth, particularly when Emmett moves next door. Mm-hmm. We should also talk about another vocal talent, which is you.
Oh.
Because you, for listeners that maybe don't know Treasure Quest, those poor unfortunate souls, I mean, sorry if you didn't know it.
Oh, long departed now.
Yeah. Mm. You, every Saturday on Treasure Quest, across four counties, would let rip.
Well, and the world.
Oh, and the world, yeah, BBC Sounds.
That's right.
You would sing.
Yes.
What are some of the songs that you would sing?
Well, I've done all the classics because, a bit like Dame Patricia, I have always had a tremendous versatility.
Yes.
Not so much actually opera.
No, you did do the flower duet, didn't you?
I did, yes. That was memorable. But I've done all kinds of classics. I know Your Mikey. He's always loved My Madonna Like a Virgin.
Yes, and Minnie Riperton.
Loving You.
Yes.
Absolutely. Few men can hit those notes. But I can.
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know...
Where are we going with this conversation? I'm sensing there's a look on your face.
No, there's no look on my face. I'm wondering if we can play in some of the clips in the edit.
What, of me performing?
Yes.
Really? Gosh.
Are we allowed if we do 10 seconds?
I don't see why not.
Okay, here, music lovers skip forward a bit, but this is...
Cheek.
This is Jonathan doing Minnie Riperton.
Loving you, I see your soul come shining through. And every time that we ooh, I'm more in love with you. Come on, come on again. La 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 la.
Well, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm deeply moved.
Mm. Most people are when they hear me sing.
Your listeners loved you singing.
They did, and they much miss it. But I'm retired. I said I would never sing again. When they axed Treasure Quest brutally, I said I would never sing again. And I mean it.
Do you ever wonder if your singing was the cause of Treasure Quest going?
I beg your pardon. We move on. Let's talk about Dame Patricia before you and I have a substantial falling out.
No, but just, last point. I having listened to Treasure Quest...
Oh, you want to go carry on, do you? We're not finished yet, it would appear.
Treasure Quest from almost the beginning, I listened to.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed the first 2 weeks. Mm. When you first sung, and I can't remember why you first sung, because you didn't do it right at the start.
I think it was Sammy Davis Jr., Candyman was my first song.
Really? Mm-hmm. But why?
It was because we used to struggle with the technical equipment.
You iron that out come the end.
And we would frequently, it was at the time when I used to present the program, and it was just me in the studio and Annabelle Amos out in the radio car across, at the time, it's just in Northamptonshire. Mm. But it became such a huge success with such a massive listenership that we were then snapped up by Three Counties Radio as well to take us virtually national. And quite often the radio car would die a death because it was old BBC equipment. And I would lose all contact with Hyacinth. So I'd burst
with
into
Hyacinth?
Song. Hyacinth. Well, in some ways she was. Not dissimilar. But I would lose contact with Annabelle and I would therefore have to burst forth with one of my hits just to fill the gap.
And to begin with, the listeners absolutely hated it, didn't they? Can you remember? I can remember more people genuinely.
Yeah, there were, we used to get quite a lot of phone calls from people. Generally elderly Northamptonians who used to phone up and they would be genuinely furious. And I'm not sure why. I don't think in Northampton they'd ever heard such musical skill before.
No. No, probably not.
I'm not sure the Royal and Durngut had ever had any artists of my calibre before. So, yeah, we did used to get a lot of complaints. And then gradually all those listeners...
died off.
Died.
Sorry, I jumped your line.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they died.
Well, there we go. You heard the last laugh. Patricia Routledge, more or less quite as good as Jonathan. And we've picked out some moments to particularly talk about. One of my favourite go-to, not dinner party, because I don't really sort of get out the TV at a dinner party, but where I need to sort of say to guests...
lighten the mood.
Have you seen Patricia Routledge on Wogan?
Right.
Do I Want to Sing an Opera? And we'll have a little burst of it now.
To sing in opera, I've got that kind of voice. I'd always sing in opera if I could have my choice. Signor Caruso told me I ought to do so. That's why I want to sing in opera.
And it is also what you're not going to get listening to this podcast is how, again, physically funny it is. Oh. There are visual gags as well.
She's hilarious. I think in this particular song that she sings on Wogan, it's the closest we ever get to seeing how Hyacinth would have been if she could sing.
Yes.
Because she is Hyacinth throughout, except she's good. You know, she's in tune.
She is.
Yeah. But all the mannerisms and the comedy, it's all very Hyacinth-esque, isn't it?
Completely. And she's sort of wanting to sort of slightly, murder the pianist who's upstaging her.
Yeah.
Which, of course, we know Hyacinth doesn't like. And also, I love the dress. I love the outfit. It's so camp.
She's got the Hyacinth hands.
Yeah. Talking of Hyacinth hands.
Yeah.
I went to see a few months ago now. I've seen it twice now. Saw it once with my friends Freddie and Anthony, and then once with Mikey. I went to go and see Backstairs Billy, which is about William Tallon, who was the Queen Mother's page of the Backstairs. And we know that the Queen Mother was a big Keeping Up Appearances fan.
Yeah.
And Dame Penelope Wilton, who played the Queen Mother, at one point in the performance, and she did it on both occasions I saw it, did the Hyacinth Hands.
Did Hyacinth Hands.
And I wanted to think, if I ever meet Dame Penelope, I'll ask. That was a very meta allusion to Keeping Up Appearances. I don't know whether Penelope was doing that deliberately, knew that was a Hyacinth thing.
But I think any of us that are big fans of Keeping Up Appearances, I think, don't we all do the Hyacinth hands?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I find myself doing it all the time.
Yeah.
I'll be in a shop gesticulating to someone. I think I'm doing the Hyacinth hands to this poor woman. Oh, I'd better get that. It's bound to be someone important. The bouquet residence, lady of the house speaking.
We'll be back momentarily after Jonathan explains to that caller that he cannot send round another portion of stir-fried squid with fish balls and broccoli.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back, Bucketheads. We're still discussing Patricia Routledge's musical and theatre career.
And we've talked about her on Wogan, singing I Want to Sing an Opera. Also, Bucketheads, if you know where that piece comes from originally, please let us know, because I can't work out whether she wrote it or it was written for her.
Doesn't it say? I thought it said on the recording.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't checked that. Hang on. Do you want to check it?
Yeah. I'm sure it isn't it...
Ah, I found it on a different recording. Wharton David.
Wharton David.
Wrote it.
I'm getting so tired of these comedy. Oh, well, I made it up.
Well. Well done, Wharton David, if that was you.
Yes, well done.
So we've talked about the Wogan performance.
Yes.
We're going to go back in time. When Patricia was just a slip of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
30-odd, I think she was, wasn't she?
What, when she recorded Climb Every
Mountain?
Yeah.
I think she was, can't remember, but I looked it up. I think 37 would she be?
Yeah, okay, gosh.
Something like that.
And I think with opera, they say you've got to, for ladies, you have to wait until at least you're 30 to really properly belt.
Develop your lungs.
Yes. Yeah. You can't sing opera age 18.
Can you not?
I don't think, not like that.
Not like that.
I think she's a soprano, or maybe she's an alto. I don't know.
Soprano.
Soprano.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I have to defer to the musical expert.
I was going to say.
What are you?
I'm everything. I can go all the way from soprano to baritone.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're a one-off.
I am.
Yes.
Musical range. I'm like Karen Carpenter. I've got perfect pitch.
You do.
Don't. I know what you're going to make an inappropriate joke.
So we'll play more of this at the end of the episode. We'll leave you with Dame Patricia as she is now singing Climb Every Mountain. But I think this is possibly the best recording and rendition of Climb Every Mountain.
Oh, it is.
Ever sung.
Without doubt. The diction, you know me, I love diction.
Yes.
I do.
Mad about it.
It frustrates me when people are monosyllabic mumblers.
Mm.
I think diction is so important. And I love this song because you can understand every single word. And I know, whilst you were being a little bit cruel about my singing, I sense the tone. One thing you can never fault me on is my diction.
No. And actually, people would text in afterwards.
Beautiful diction.
Saying, exactly. I never understood the words to that song.
Until I sang.
Until you sang it.
Because my diction is always perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk of the Village.
Exactly. So she has got beautiful diction throughout this song. It's lovely. Her tone is just impressive. And it does. It genuinely sends shivers down your spine, doesn't it?
It does. I believe also it was played at the funeral of Patricia Routledge's friend Betty Boothroyd. Fairly recently.
Was it?
Yes.
Mm.
And we know that there was that auction. It was all over Twitter or whatever it's called, with programmes and books that Patricia had signed for her friend, Betty Boothroyd.
Oh.
Various people suggested that I should buy them or auction, but I didn't get my act together in time.
Oh, dear.
But well, also I had the books already, not signed by Dame Patricia, but I had
Well, it's
books.
A lovely version of the song.
It's beautiful.
The best version of the song. I mean, I suspect she can't sing like that anymore.
Well, we'll cut to the Noel Coward, I Went to a Marvellous Party.
Yes. How long ago was it that she recorded that? There's the Noel Coward I was thinking of earlier.
Oh, I see. Yes. That was during COVID, and it was sort of done to raise funds for something like the Actors Benevolent Fund. You can tell it was during COVID because she hasn't gone to the hairdressers to have her hair dyed. Because now, we saw her quite recently at a Shakespeare event.
Yeah.
Dog hair. But in the Noel Coward one, it's all white.
Oh, you see, I love the white hair.
I think she looks very distinguished.
Yeah, definitely.
Lovely.
And she's, I mean, it's brilliant because the lyrics are quite complicated.
Hugely complicated.
And there's one moment, I don't know whether you sensed it, there's one little moment where I think she couldn't quite remember what was coming up next.
Yeah.
But because she is a pro...
Mm-hmm. She does like a little laugh, doesn't she?
Exactly. Yeah. She buys herself just a little moment by having a laugh that I suspect was just used to buy her time to recall what the line was. But it was seamless. And she's brilliant.
And it goes into, because the point of the song is obviously I Went to a Marvellous Party, and she's whoever is singing the song, whether it's Sir Noel or Dame Patricia, are talking about the party and getting more and more sort of squiffy.
Yes.
And it is a little bit Dowager Lady Ursula's Homemade Gooseberry Woon. Come the end, which is lovely, and we sort of see drunk Hyacinth or drunk Patricia again. Obviously all acted.
Yeah. And the last note she performs in it is very Hyacinth.
Yes.
So it's lovely. If you haven't watched it, you should go and see it.
Yes, search for I Went for a Marvellous Party. We'll put the links in the description below.
Yes, quite.
But it's beautiful. She is such a talent.
She is a talent.
Really, they could have done. And actually, why didn't they do this? This would have been the best of both worlds.
What?
They could have done Keeping Up Appearances, the musical, on stage. Dame Patricia would be on the stage. She'd be happy. Tick. We'd all have been happy because we'd all have gone to see it. Age 7 for me. 27 for you. And it would have been lovely.
Yeah, I don't think she would have gone for it.
No, but
I think she'd had enough of playing Hyacinth Bouquet by the end.
A boy can dream.
That's very true. Well, we were talking about Allo Allo, were we not? Was it earlier in this episode or a previous episode?
They've all blurred into one.
They do blur into one. But they did do an Allo Allo stage show after they finished.
With the cast?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did they?
A number of them did.
And Are You Being Served used to do a summer season in Blackpool as well, I believe.
Ben Adorm as well.
Yes.
It was the second best thing. I've changed the best thing I've ever seen. So it always used to be the best thing I'd ever seen in the theatre was Ben Adorm live.
Okay.
Which I went to see at Milton Keynes Theatre, and it was literally the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
They wouldn't have needed to bring the set.
That's rude. I loved every minute of it, but it's been eclipsed by the recent show that I saw with you, Mrs. Doubtfire.
You loved Mrs. Doubtfire.
I didn't think it was possible to love anything as much as I love Mrs. Doubtfire. I loved Mrs. Doubtfire.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I mean, obviously there are better shows, like, involving Umbrellas and Nannies, but it was a good show.
It was so funny. It was so good. And I laughed all the way through it.
Because you had previously, we have a long-running joke in our household, but it's not really a joke. You went to go and see Come From Away.
Yes. I wished I was dead. I hated it. It was the most... Well, don't get me started.
Well, I'm trying to
just
find...
in case any of the people that were in it are listening to this podcast, because they're all...
They didn't write it.
No, they're terribly talented, but I hated it.
I'm trying to find the video.
And the more the audience loved it and whooped and cheered, I then went off the whole audience as well because they were loving it. So I then spent most of the time staring around giving people evils in the audience because I hated how much they were enjoying it.
I should just say it's a very critically acclaimed show.
I hated it.
About 9/11.
Listen, it may well be. I like Mrs. Doubtfire and Ben Adorm live at Milton Keynes Theatre. Call me old-fashioned.
This is the video that I was sent of Jonathan's review. It's a 20-second video of Jonathan's review of Come From Away, directly after you had to go to a pub to have a drink. Because presumably
I needed a drink. I was furious.
It was literally the worst thing I have ever seen. It was the worst thing I have ever seen. I hated it. I hated the music. I didn't understand what the hell they were talking about. It was shrieky. It was full of folk music. I absolutely hated it.
Anyway, I think it's going on a national tour, so if anyone would like to go and watch it... The PR department. Mikey loves it.
I know Mikey likes it, and that annoys me. Really annoys me when people say, oh, I saw that, it was fantastic. No, it wasn't. If you like watching people with some weird accent banging a drum, oh, here they come. It was not good. It was awful. I hated it. Look what you've done.
I
was having a lovely episode.
Oh, I'm
now
sorry.
Now you've ruined it.
Think of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, I love that.
Think of the gym scene.
Oh, it was so funny.
Yes.
It was really good.
It was a nice episode. This has been a nice episode.
It has been. Has it? I don't know. You've taken the edge off for me.
I'm sorry.
We'll be back next week for a regular episode where we'll be discussing the 7th episode of Series 5 of Keeping Up Appearances, The Boyfriend. The Boyfriend!
Oh, another musical reference.
Oh, yes. We'll leave you Dame Patricia Routledge's uvula belting out quite possibly the best rendition of Climb Every Mountain you'll ever hear. Until next week, cheerio, bucketheads.
Goodbye.
Is back for a brand new season. This is the podcast where we put our favorite fictional TV characters into therapy. Join me, Ben Bailey-Smith, and our brand new psychotherapist, Nimone Metaxas.
Hi, Ben. Yes, this season we're going to be putting the likes of Tommy from Peaky Blinders, Cersei from Game of Thrones on the couch to learn why their behavior creates so much drama.
So make sure you press the follow button to get new episodes as soon as they land on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Shrink the Box is a Sony Music Entertainment original podcast.